Veteran newspaper man Don Brown has now tried his hand at fiction. As he explains in an afterword, Brown, as a reporter for the Birmingham News, covered this crime in southwest Alabama. He had not covered the first trial in which the conviction was reversed on a technicality, but was assigned to cover trials 2 and 3 of the same killing. He might have written this book as nonfiction, or as a nonfiction novel in the manner of Capote's In Cold Blood, with a strict adherence to accuracy and the names not changed. I'm not sure much is gained by his decision, but Brown instead chose to tell this story as true crime fiction and, perhaps, avoid whatever blowback might have come from naming names. For his narrative protagonist, he invents a young Birmingham News reporter, Dan Anderson, to tell the story. A veteran reporter looking back, Anderson first fills in the reader on his own story. He was abandoned by his mother at 4, raised by his grandmother, rejoined his mother at 12, and was then ignored by his father. Anderson is presumably happily married with children when he is sent to fictional Henderson County to cover the killing, but emotionally insecure and, it seems, overly receptive to female overtures. Some of the facts of this case seem clear, although not absolutely. In 1959, a powerful local man, John Ed Tomlinson, lumber magnate, has a wife, Jo Dell, and 4 children, but has fallen in love with Sarah Davis. She knows he's married, but can't help herself. Quote, "If he wanted me, it was mutual, and I was his for the taking," end quote. John Ed might have just gotten a divorce, but of course he doesn't. He takes Jo Dell out to the woods. There is a rifle, a struggle, maybe. The rifle goes off. Jo Dell is killed, and John Ed throws her body down a convenient, abandoned well, then returns to town. Telling people that Jo Dell is at the moment on Dauphin Island, he has a party at his own house while his mother-in-law, back in the bedroom, minds the children. He also tells people Jo Dell is having an affair. After 4 days, Tomlinson finally tells his story and is arrested. He claims self-defense in the shooting and temporary insanity for throwing Jo Dell down the well and lying about her. The novel is the story of the trials, and since there are 3, suffers some from repetition. Brown does a little sociology along the way, examining the local feelings towards Tomlinson's power, sometimes fear, sometimes resentment, and the mores of the community generally. Also on the plus side is Brown's finest creation, Strudwick Bowden, defense attorney, the best in the state. Strudwick happily likens himself to Coach Bryant and thinks the night before the trial, quote, "Henderson County, even the state of Alabama, had never heard the persuasive force he would unleash upon this jury," end quote. He has a barber come to him in Butler and shows up in court splendidly attired down to black patent lace-ups. The Hicks are dazzled, as he intended. Oddly enough, since there were no witnesses, the jury might have acquitted Tomlinson, but they are unforgiving about his besmirching of Jo Dell's good name and, of course, the well.